talk about planning, specifically mutual aid, like Chief Rose mentioned, and suppression and training issues, and also East Bay Regional Parks is also affiliated with the Contra Casa Fire Chief. So we work in concert there to collaborate and plan. And lastly, of course, a partnership that we enjoy partnerships at federal level and state level, FEMA and CAL FIRE specifically, to get funding. These funding sources are very important for these fuels projects because it's very expensive to go into most of these fuels projects. Specifically about the East Bay Regional Parks in our plan, we have Pansy Airport, it's the wildfire hazard reduction and resource management plan. This plan has been fully vetted internally, it's been vetted through public comment, it's been litigated, and so it's really the best plan in the East Bay right now in terms of targeting fuels reduction in the hills here, East Bay Hills, specifically from Wallachat Canyon, Richmond, basically, all the way down to Lake Chabot. The plan allows us to go and renew fuels in four or five different ways. We can use hand crews, we can use machinery to do this, we can use prescribed burns, we can go and use grazing to limit these fuel sources. Specifically to the fire department East Bay, when we have this plan I just mentioned, we also have trained firefighters, up to 50 firefighters within the, our parks, and we also have equipment throughout the two counties. And more importantly than that, or just as important to that, we have a helicopter, we have an aerial asset, and that is a critical force multiplier, if you will, for any incendiary stage fire. One, to drop water on the fire, two, to drop resources, i.e. firefighters, and three, the helicopters are critical to go and give an overhead for the incident commander. We've had some recent successes with our fuels plan and what we're doing for our prevention. We've had two I'd like to mention to you guys that happened over the summertime. One was at Grizzly Creek Road, it's a 20-acre grass fire that started in an untreated area, and that fire migrated into a treated area. Once that fire migrated into a treated area, it was much more easier to tactically put resources and extinguish that fire. The second one happened a couple months after that fire, and it was in Tilden Park also. It was at the golf course, and the fire started in the treated eucalyptus grove, and that fire was easily maintained to approximately less than an acre, and we attribute that to the success for the fire treated area. What's happening in Castro Valley specific to our fire prevention plans? We have, for years now, we've had goats and we've been grazing on white flashy fuels between Lake Chabot and Castro Valley Boulevard, those three specific areas. I don't know if you have the picture of the map, East Bay Regional Parks map. It's highlighted in white and blue to indicate areas where the goat grazing has been happening. Again, it's been going on for years. And also, I could tell you tomorrow, we're going to go through a bid walk. A bid walk means that we have a written prescription for approximately 100-acre parcel in Anthony Chabot Park of high-density flammable fuels on our ridge lines and Mississippi eucalyptus. And we're looking to go take out approximately 100 acres of that very dangerous fuel. And we specifically to Castro Valley, is, again, like I said, it's on our ridge line. And the fear is that those eucalyptus will cast embers if there were a fire there and shower embers down into Castro Valley. So we're excited to go and target this one plot. And again, tomorrow's our bid walk, so we're going to have contractors come out to put a bid on this project. And hopefully we'll have the project sealed up and begin here probably within the next month. With that, again, as Mr. Sullivan said, Chief Roach said, we're all in this together. And we take your concerns very seriously. And we're here to go and make Castro Valley a safe place.
Good evening, Steve Castillo. I'm the Chief of Park Operations for East Bay Regional Park District. So a part of operations, basically, we are the day-to-day work out there in the field. And we do also supplement the fire department with what we call on-call firefighters on that. They go through an extensive training program coordinating with the fire department. And some of the work that we do along those lines, basically with that, is go for fuel reduction as well. So within the different areas, we can do everything from, as GCO mentioned, from goat grazing to cattle grazing. We do a lot of mechanical methods. We work with not only our East Bay Regional Park District and Alameda and Contra Costa, but all of the different agencies within the 33 cities that we operate in, over the 121,000 acres. And so that'll give a multitude of different implements depending on which area that we are currently working at. A lot of things that we'll try to focus on is sources of fuel or ignition sources. So that may be around camping grounds, camping areas, the fire rings, fire pits, and even along roadways, trails, some of the mitigation measures that we do for fuel reduction. Over that, we'll do mowing of all of our trails, mowing of our roadways, egress areas. We'll then also do grading of the roadways. We do annual brushing of the pathways and the fire roads to make sure that we have clear accessibility for our fire department and fire crews to get in there. We also do limbing of our trees and underbrush so that we remove the fuel sources and potential ladder fuels on that one. We also have a hazardous tree program. To where we'll go out there and each one of the individual areas within the parks, each has their own program. They'll go and they'll evaluate each tree within high-risk target areas and assess them for their incidence of hazard mitigation on that one. Just recently in Gold Canyon, for instance, we just had a contract over there where we actually removed between 14 and 16 trees we did a contract for, which is going to be coming out soon for the mitigation measures. We're also working with PG&E very closely. They have two different departments over there, which is for transmission lines and distribution lines. The distribution lines basically are the lines that run through our park systems, and they are the smaller lines of electricity and for gas. Which run through the parks, the transmission lines, or the large utility lines that carry the expanse along the ridge lines through the park system. And so in coordination with them, we actually work with their foresters, we walk the sites, we take a look at it, we come up with a mitigation plan, and then we implement the plans after we approve the cultural improvements for them to do that. So we are working hand-in-hand also with PG&E to lower the risk and reduction of those high propensity areas for instance of getting fire through those. It's one of the biggest things. I was looking at the 10 Hills Trails. I was talking with our park supervisor, Tammy, who's over there at Lake Chabot, and she was explaining to me that over the last 5 years, we've actually done more work along those trail lines than we have in the last 20, which really says a lot to the maintenance and the efforts that our crews are putting in out there, because they do care about the areas, they do care about your homes, they do care about losing the potential of the park system and the fires that could happen in there. That's one of their main goals, is to prevent and help reduce our fuel loads in the park system. With that, that's kind of carried along with the entire district, all of my unit managers, all the way down to the park supervisors. We go through and mow the trails with flail mowers. We buy new equipment. And we are encouraging to reduce the fuel loads over the entire district in order to make it a safer place for everybody. And so that we don't have to go through these scenarios like North Bay did. And through these mitigation measures and through the continual work and the efforts of working with the different agencies, I'm sure we'll get there, along with the help of the neighbors and everybody, and working with the different communities that we have at hand. So I appreciate you for granting me this time today and for letting me to speak, and thank you for hearing me.
Let me ask you, because it kind of seems like you're the man here for what needs to be done. Certainly, as far as the 10 Hills Trail goes and the vulnerability of the homes along Proctor to the fuel that exists from the 10 Hills Trail down Redwood Road, I think John hit the nail on the head when he said, the last 30 years that whole area has just been allowed to, to grow. And I know you're saying you guys have done some stuff along the trail or whatever, but you just have this massive fuel source from Redwood Road up to the 10 Hills Trail that if you know, we have those times in October, you know, we get those hot winds from the north, and if the fire starts on Redwood Road or it starts a mile north of Redwood Road is burning in this direction, once it hits that area, and it's kind of funny, this hazard map, which isn't up right now, doesn't describe that area as a high fire danger. It's actually got the most fuel of all the areas. It's not red, it's still brown. So I think John's idea of putting in a larger fire break, you know, distance between the property lines, the private property lines there, and where that tree line ends. I don't know if that number, if the map, I don't know what it is right now. I mean, he's describing some of the park trees are actually hanging over into people's property. I would probably think that that's too close for comfort when it comes to, you know, managing fieldwork in this scenario. And I know it's a long trail as well, and there's some issues to getting that cleared out. But is that something maybe looking forward that a plan can be devised to, you know, widen that area, you know, manage that fuel so that worst case scenario is a fire? Because that's like our area of greatest vulnerability. When you see the videos from these heavy terrains, and you see these trees going up with 150 foot flames coming out of them, that's pretty much that hillside if it starts burning and we've got those winds on that particular day. So fuel